Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf. Hey, we are holding on daf Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom of the page. So yesterday we were learning how the Gemara was Mechadesh that although the first Mishnah Maseches Vachem and the first Mishnah Maseches Menachos tell us that almost all Karbanos that are brought Shelo L'shma are kosher, they're just not Valo L'Bailim Shem Chova, and it gives very specific exceptions to that rule. Yesterday we learned that it could be that there are more exceptions than there are mentioned in the Mishnah. So Rav had said that a Mincha Sa'omer Shekamtsa Shelo L'shma is possible because it comes to be Matir, and it doesn't actually, if it's Shelo L'shma, it doesn't help to be Matir or anything. So if it doesn't do what it comes to do, then it's totally invalid. It doesn't accomplish anything. And Rav suggested the same is true of an Asham Mitzvah, for instance, and an Asham Nazir, which also they're possible if they're brought Shelo L'shma because they come to be Machshir. So if they're not Machshir, if they don't accomplish what they come to do, then they're a totally invalid Karban. So the Gemara had asked, what about all those Karbanos that come to be Mechaper? And if they're not mechaper for the Bailim, if it's not all the Bailim Shem Chov, it's not mechaper for the Bailim, so shouldn't we say that it's also totally invalid? So when do we ever have this rule that a carbon is valid when it's done Shelo L'shma? If you're going to say any time it comes to be machshir or mechaper, that it should be totally invalid. So the Gemara had suggested that there's a difference between coming to be machshir versus coming to be mechaper. That when you have a carbon that comes to be machshir, its sole purpose and its only value is in being machshir. And therefore, absent that value, it has no value whatsoever. Whereas a carbon that comes to be mechaper has value even absent the kapara. And we proved that from the halacha of what happens if the bailim dies. But we proved it from the halacha of the karbanos of Yolades. That which comes to be machshir, if the bailim dies, is totally valueless and therefore cannot be brought. That which comes to be mechaper, if the bailim dies, still has value and is brought even in the absence of the bailim. That's why we said that if Yoledes dies, so lo yaviu yarshin chatasa, but they do bring olasa. So that was the raya to this idea, the difference between machshir and mechaper. So the Gemara next step asks on that question. We are holding about 1, 2, 4 lines before the lines get wide. Maskevar Rav Yehuda b'Rav Shimon ben Pazi machshir inami mi lesbu dasu lachar misa. Wait a second, you're going to prove that a mechaper has independent value outside of its kapara from the fact that it can be brought after the owner dies? Well, guess what? There are machshirin also that can be brought after the owner dies. Vatnan, we have a Mishnah, hamafrish ma'os l'nazirusa. If a person sets aside money for his nazirus, and remember, what was the carbon that we said comes to be machshir? The asham nazir is one of the carbonos that we said comes to be machshir, and we said because it has no independent value other than being machshir, so we're going to try to prove that there is a carbon that it comes to be machshir, and nevertheless, even after the owner dies, it can be brought. So the Mishnah says that someone sets aside money for his karbanos of nazirus lo nenin velo malin. He's not allowed to get hana from that money midrabanan, but he's also not in violation of meila on that money, because all of that money theoretically could be used for the shlamim. So therefore, now you don't know which part of that money is for the ola. All of it theoretically could be used for the shlamim, and therefore you don't violate mi'ila on that money. Machlokes Rishonim, what that means, that ru'uyin lava kulan shlamim, the mefaresh and Maseches Nazir and Dafchav Dalet Amud Beis, Maseches Nazir, the mefaresh that disguises himself as Rashi a little bit, says that that since each and every coin, let's say, or each and every dollar bill or whatever it is, from that money could be the money that ultimately will buy the carbon shlamim, and there is no mi'ilan shlamim, so mela, there's at least before the Zrika Saddam, there's no mi'ilan shlamim, so that's why we say that you're not in violation of mi'ilan this money. However, so it would seem, just by the way, according to that, if you get hana from all of the money together, then you did violate mi'ilah. It's just that you don't know which of these monies is going to buy the carbon shlamim and which is going to buy the carbon ola. But if you get hana from all the money, then you definitely got hana from the money that's going to buy the carbon ola. However, Rashi and Tosos and Maseches Nazir, and Rashi elsewhere, Rashi over here, say that since you don't say that this money is going to be brought for the, which money is for the ola, which is for the chatos, which is for the shlamim, Karbanin. You just set aside, let's say, $100 for the Karbanos of a Nazir. You never specified that this is all of the money that you're going to be using to spend for the Karbanos of the Nazir. Maybe it will be that you'll find a very expensive animal that you want to bring for a Karban Shlam. The animal will cost all $100, and you'll spend all of this money on that animal, and the animal that's a carbon shlamim. And you'll bring other money for the carbon ola. You'll bring other money for the carbon chatas. So you never specified that this is all of the money you're going to spend on all of the animals, and that's why there's no mi'ila. So according to Rashi and Tosos, l'chara would seem, even if you use all the money at one time, you still don't violate mi'ila, because there isn't necessarily any ola money stuck in this money. So anyway, but either way, the Mishnah says, if you set aside money, just money, so there's an issur d'rabbanan of hana, but there's no mi'ila, meis v'hilo mostum, and let's say a person dies, the guy was a nazir, and he dies, and he had money that was, that he never said, which is for a chatos, which is for an ola, he just had money set aside for karbanos, yiplu l'nedava, that money goes for nedava, right? Rashi explains the shofros we discussed yesterday, that it's halachi ben nazir halachal moshe misinai, that such money goes for nedava mifurashin, but if the money was earmarked for the various karbanos, you had money in an envelope that was labeled karban chatas, money in an envelope labeled karban ola, etc. So demei chatas yolich li amamelech lo nenin v'lamolin. The money for the karban chatas you throw into the amamelech, you're not allowed to get hanam, you draw a button from it, but it's also not a violation of mi'ila from that money. Demei ola yavi ben ola umolin ben. Demei ola, you have to use that money to actually bring a karban ola, and you violate mi'ila. Demei shlamim, yavi ben shlamim, and the money for carbon shlamim, you bring a carbon shlamim, v'nechal l'yom echad, and it's eaten for one day, vein ton in lechem, and vein ton in lechem, it doesn't require lechem. V'ha'olo shlamim d'nazir d'machshirim ninhu v'kasa lechem isa. Frak the Gemara, wait a second. Ola and shlamim of a nazir, those are machshirim. And you see that we're bringing them after the owner dies. There's the end of our kasha. Meaning we said the rule is yesterday, and we started off today by saying that a machshir has no value whatsoever other than that which it comes to be machshir. And therefore, if it's not accomplishing its task of being machshir, the karban is totally pasul. And the raya that a machshir has no value is that you can't bring a machshir, that it has no value other than being machshir, is that you can't bring a machshir after the death of the bailim. Yet over here we see, by the shlamim and by the ola of a nazir, where it's a machshir, and after the death of the bailim, we are bringing it. So we do see that it has independent value. It's interesting, we don't mention asham. We don't mention the money of an asham. So Rashi addresses that. If demei shlamim chulei, says Rashi, aval demei asham leka de'eno benazir tahar, ela benazir tamei. Umachshiru lahaskil nazir tara. The asham isn't part of the normal nazir procedure. That's why we don't mention the asham over here. Asham only is brought if the Nazir became Tamei and he needs to start up again. So that's what the Asham allows him to do. It's Machshir him to begin the Nazirus anew. But the but an Asham is not, if a Nazir decides to be a Nazir, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom, for 30 days, at the end of the 30 days, he doesn't bring a Karban Asham. So that's why it's not considered, it's not mentioned over here as one of the standard things that he may have set aside before he had died. Yeah?
Why would you bring him a Karban for a guy who's dead if he didn't serve his whole term? He died on the 25th day of Nazirus.
I'm not sure if that's the case, that he didn't finish his term. Probably he did finish his term, he just hadn't brought his korbanos yet. Yeah, I'm not sure. We have to go over that sugya and nazir. I'm not sure, but might be that he did finish his term. So, okay, but at the end of the day, we see that even a machshir is brought lachar misa. So I'm Rav Papa, hachi kam Rabbi Yirmiya. No, this is what Rabbi Yirmiya really meant. Not that there's no such thing as a machshir that's brought lachar misa, but lo matzinu hechshir kavua. You never find a hechsher kavua that's brought lachar misa. Kavua, Rashi defines on Hey Amar Aleph, third line, de'ein shum davar achar machshir abaylim elohu, meaning that it has nothing else that helps to be machshir the baylim. You don't find a machshir that acts alone that's bala achar misa. The nazir hechsher sheinu kavua, but a nazir is not a hechsher kavua. A nazir, the karbanos of a nazir, do not act alone. You need other things as well. Damar mar gileach alechem mishlashtan yatzah. If you're megaleach on one of the three karbanos, you are yotze. So bottom line is a nazir is not a hechsher kavur. Rashi alachas mishlashan afilu al chatos tuchse va'achar yishta a nazir yain v'amin benazir achar ma'isi yichidi v'alfasim shapi perikim minim. So you see, even on the chatos, which is not a machshir, you could be megaleach. So the hechsher of the nazir is not a hechsher that works alone. So says the Gemara Vayter now, meisvei asher mitzora shenishchet shelo l'shmo, the asham of a carbon of a mitzora that's shechted shelo l'shmo. Or let's say the dam of the ashram of the mitzora was not placed on the bahonos. The halacha is the Mishnayos in the 14th parak of Maseches Negayim, in the last parak of Maseches Negayim, go through the entire procedure of the karban of the mitzora. And one of the unique elements of the ashram of the mitzora is that you have two kohanim catching the blood. One kohen catches the blood in a kli, and he's going to go and he's going to sprinkle that blood and on the mizbeach, and the other kohen catches the blood in his hand, which is a strange thing, an unusual thing. He catches the blood in his hand, he cups his hand, catches the blood, and he goes to the mitzora who's standing by Shar Nikanor. I just happened to learn this mishnayos with my children last night, so fresh in my mind. I'm not normally holding in mishnayos in the 14th parak of Nagayim. He goes to the mitzora standing in Shar Nikanor, right outside of the azara. The mitzora sticks his head in the azara, and he puts some blood on the mitzora. The kohen takes blood from his hand, puts it on the cartilage of the mitzora's ear. Then the mitzora sticks his hand in, and he puts it on the mitzora's thumb. Then the mitzora sticks his foot in, and he puts it on the mitzora's big toe. So that's what we refer to as matan dam malgabe bahonos. Then there's a sheet in the Mishnayos that he puts all three in at once. He's got a balance. He puts his head, his hand, and his foot all at once inside the azara, and they stick the blood on the on all those locations. But either way, if you didn't do it, you didn't put the dam on the bahonos, hariza. It's still brought on the mizbeach. V'tol nesachim, and requires nesachim. V'tzarech asham achal achshiro, and requires another asham to be machshirit. So bottom line is, you see that even though this is bala hachshir and it's not machshir, it's still good. It still counts. So v'tiyufta derav. Bottom line is that's a tiyufta on Rav. Who is Rav? Rav was the one again on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph that told us that minchas omer shekam to shlosh mapsula, since it's bala hatir v'lo itira. So he's and he said that Ashem Nazir and Ashem Mitzora, they come lahakshir, and if they are not makshir, if they don't accomplish that hechshir, then they're totally invalid. But over here you see that in Ashem Mitzora, that shechted shelo l'shmo, or that you miss some major part of the procedure, nevertheless it's still going to work. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar minchas omer shekamtsa shelo l'shmo k'shera. Now Reish Lakish explicitly argues on what Rav had said on Dalet Amud Aleph. So Rav had said that a minchas omer that's on Shalol Shema is possible because it comes to be Matir, and it's not Matir anything when it's Shalol Shema. So Reish Lakish says, no, Minchas Omer, that you do the Kamitza Shalol Shema is kosher. Don't tell me that it's possible because it comes to be Matir, it's not Matir. It's kosher. The Shirah ain't Nechal Nat Shetavi Minchas Omer Acheres V'Tatirena. The only thing is, the Shirayim of that Karban Mincha, it's a tricky thing. What does the Minchas Omer accomplish? When you bring the Minchas Omer, the second day of Pesach, you can now eat Chadash, the new grain. Minchas Omer is brought from new grain. So what do you do the Minchas Omer Shelo L'shma? Is it Matir the Chadash? So what do you do? What Reish Lakish is suggesting is, it's a kosher karban, but it's not Matir the Chadash. So you can't eat it until you bring another Minchas HaOmer to actually be Matir the Chadash. So Frek the Gemara, Mikrav Hechi Karva. How can you even bring it as a karban? One of the rules of karbanos is Mimashka Yisrael Minamutu Li Yisrael. Karbanos can only be brought from food that you're allowed to eat. Well, if this Minchas Omer is not being matir the Chadash, how's it a valid carbon in the first place? The Chadash was never mutar. Chadash never became mutar. So how would you be allowed to bring a Minchas Omer that was done shelo l'shma, that the kmitza was done shelo l'shma? So Amar Avad Barava, Kasav Reish Lakish, Ein Mechusus Man L'Babi Yom. So apparently he holds that it's not called Mechusus Man when the heter is coming that same day. Meaning, why is it that the food of this carbon is not mutar? It's because it's it's chadash. But chadash is going to become mutter today, as soon as you bring the next karban, the minchas ha'omer that's going to replace this faulty minchas ha'omer, it's going to be matter chadash. So we're not going to have a problem with mechusas man. Says Rashi, hova yom temu teres liyisrael achash tikra minchas ha'omer acheres v'lo mechusas man hi l'gavoa. Since today it's going to become mutter, it's not considered mechusas man l'gavoa. So there's a fundamental kasha the Rashba asks in his chidushim. He says, I don't understand. According to the Gemara's kasha, that mikra v'hechi karva, the truth is that same kasha could have been asked on every minchas ha'omer. Because what's matir the chadash? The minchas ha'omer is matir the chadash. Finishing the job of the minchas ha'omer is matir the chadash. Burning the komets al mizbeach is matir the chadash. So how are you allowed to do any of the avodos of the minchas ha'omer during the minchas ha'omer? It hasn't accomplished its job yet. The chadash is not mutter. At the time you're bringing the minchas ha'omer, chadash is not mutter. Chadash is only mutter after the minchas ha'omer. So it's a kasha on every minchas ha'omer, not just one that was done shalal l'shma. Very sharp kasha. So the Rashba says, no, you have to say that by the regular minchas ha'omer, the heter of the chadash and the hakrava of the mincha are ban ka'achas, just like you have a concept in Gittin. That we have a rule that called Mashkan Sisha Kanabaila, whatever a woman acquires, her husband automatically acquires. So how could a woman ever acquire her get? Because the husband tries to give it to her, but the husband automatically acquires it. She never acquires her get. So the Gemara says, Gita v'yadaban kachas. It all happens at the same time. So here as well, the heter of the chadash and the hakrava of the kabbar mincha, it all happens at the same time. That's how the Rashba says. Tosfos however says, no, a little bit different. He says, the mincha sa'omer that's brought l'shma is not going to be a problem how it's brought, because it's not that it's not mimashki yisrael, because mitzvasa bekach. That's what the Torah wanted you to do. The Torah says that you're supposed to do that. So, you have a technical kasha, how does it work? It works, because the Torah says it works. But in a chinami, it's that korban, at that point, is not mimashki yisrael, it's not actually mutter. What would be the nafkamina between the Rashba and Tosfos? What if you have some other iser? Some other iser, let's say it's also tevel. So you have some other, besides the fact that it's chadash. So according to Tosfos, well, that's not mitzvah sabakach. That's not what the Torah told you to do. The Torah never told you to bring tevel. But if you say ban kachas and you're able to somehow get around the Yisr tevel at that stage, so then it would be at the same stage that you get around the chadash. You're mafresh. You have someone being mafresh shumas maisos. Maybe that would be okay. That's the Rashba's the Rashba and Tosfos. This concept of ein mechusas man lebobi yom, so some of the mefarshim, some of the rishonim ask that this svara is said regards to things that are tali bizman, but not on things that are tali b'maisa, and not tali b'zman. L'chora, the hakravas ha'omer, the fact that the chadash is going to become mutter today is not automatic. Normally we would assume that ein mechusas man lebobi yom is when something's automatically going to become mutter today. Chadash does not automatically become mutter. Chadash becomes mutter when you bring the minchas ha'omer properly. So whenever you bring that minchas ha'omer properly, that's when the chadash is going to be mutter. So that's what some of the mefarshim ask. How can we apply that svar of ein mechusas man lebobi yom over here? So the Rashba says that no, chadash will become mutter automatically, because even if you don't bring a minchas ha'omer, the halacha is by the end of the day, the chadash becomes mutter. By the end of the day, the chadash automatically is going to be mutter. So chadash does become mutter automatically. It's just that we try to get it to become mutter through the karban rather than waiting for the end of the day. And finally, one last point. The Gemara had taught us this rule of mimashki Yisrael min amutter Yisrael, that a carbon has to be brought from that which is mutter for a regular Jewish person to eat. So there, the Rav Elchanan in Kavit Sa'aros in Siman Lamed has the following suffix. He says, what's this psul of mimashki Yisrael? Does it mean that the very fact that it's usher for a Jew to eat is the siba, is the reason and the cause that the Torah doesn't allow it to be brought, that the Torah passels being makriv legavoa, anything that it's usher for a person to eat? Or maybe no. Maybe all that the whole idea that the Torah asers the Yisrael, that which is usher the Yisrael is usher to be brought legavoa, is like the fact that the Torah asers tevel. It just means that the Torah asers it bein Yisrael bein legavoa. Whenever there's an isser in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat something, like Tevel, or like Orla, the Torah is saying, it's Asur, Bein L'Yisrael, Bein L'Gvah, but it's not that it's two stages, that because it's Asur L'Yisrael, Memela, we're going to make it Asur L'Gvah as well. It's just that that's the Isur. The Isur is all-inclusive. The Isur includes an Isur L'Hedyot and an Isur L'Gvah, in which case you would say that the Isur L'Hedyot is a simen. Really, when something is Asur L'Hedyot, that's a simen. It must be Asur L'Gvah as well, because all the Isurim were given as a package deal. L'Hedyot and L'Gvah at the same time. So is it a Siba or is it a Simen? That's the suffix of Rav Elchanan. So in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he says, from our Gemara, you see the answer to that suffix. Because the Gemara asks, Mikra v'hechi karva, don't you need Mimashki Yisrael? How can you bring a Karban Omer that had a Kemitza Don Shalol Shema? Isn't it not mutter for Yisrael to eat? So the Gemara answers, that Reish Lakish holds, Ein M'chusus Man L'bo B'yom. Now what does that answer mean? If you think about it, in regards to the Yisra of Achilus Chadash for a Hedyot, it's not going to help to say Ein M'chusus Man L'bo B'yom. I mean, if a Hedyot wants to eat that grain right now, so you can say, oh, don't worry, the grain is going to become mutter later today, so you can eat it now. So what? It's going to become mutter later today. If you hold that it's a package deal, that whatever Zasa L'Hedyot, Zasa L'Gavoa, the answer to the Gemara makes absolutely no sense. If you hold it to Simon, it makes no sense. You have to say that it's a Siba. That no, that the fact that something is Asa L'Hedyot is what caused the Torah to make it also Asa L'Gavoa, so then you could be done. Well, is this really called something that's Asa L'Hedyot? It's going to become Mutter L'Hedyot today, so maybe you're not going to label it as something that's Asa L'Hedyot that's automatically going to be Asa. But if you view it as a package deal, whatever is Asa L'Hedyot is automatically Asa L'Gavoa, so then that it was just it's just one Isser, it's the same Isser, so then the Chara, it shouldn't help the fact that Ein M'chus Zman L'Bo B'Yom. Fine, but all of that is just the explanation of Reish Lakish's din. Again, we're going to be discussing Reish Lakish for most of this daf. So Reish Lakish holds the Minchas Omer that the Kemitza is done Shalol L'Shma is kosher, that it's a kosher karban, and the only thing is, you're not allowed to eat the shirayim until you bring another mincha, but that mincha is a kosher karban because it's not a problem with chusus mal lebo b'yom. So now the Gemara is going to pound away at Reish Lakish and try to ask kasha after kasha, three different kashas on Reish Lakish, and ultimately we're going to have to explain his shita somewhat differently. So number one, Masav Rav Adibreid Rav Yitzchak, Yesh Bofos Shem B'Minach, Yesh B'Minach Shem Bofos. There are some rules by birds that don't apply to a mincha, some rules by mincha that don't apply to birds. Yesh Bofos Shofos Bon B'Nid V'Shnayim. First of all, an oaf can be brought b'shutfus. So mincha, the Gemara is going to say later on, daf kuf dalid, cannot be brought b'shutfus. I think we mentioned it yesterday. U'mechus shei kapara. By an oaf, it's brought from mechus shei kapara. They bring an oaf to be machshir kachim. Zav, zavi, oledes mitzara. They bring a carbon oaf to be machshir them to eat kachim. V'hutru mechlali surun bakodesh. And not only that, they have specific rules when they're brought as a carbon that don't apply when you bring them not as a carbon. Like malika. You do malik on an oaf when it's brought as a carbon, and you bring it outside the base of Mikdash, you can only do shchita. You can't do malika. Mashen can be menachos. Menachos have none of those features. V'yesh b'menachos, and menachos have certain rules that oafos don't have. Shah menachos, tunas kli. Number one, menachos require a kli. You need kli sharis. That's what's makdash, the carbon mincha. Utenufa, you need waving, v'hagashen, bringing close, that the Gemara is going to say that you bring it to the Karen Ma'arav, is dromus of the Mizbeah. Connected chuda, the yeshan b'tzibur kabiyachid. You also have the din of a mincha can be brought b'tzibur. There's no such thing as an oaf that's brought b'tzibur. Mincha can't be brought b'shutfus, but it could be brought b'tzibur. Mashen kein ba'ofos. All of those things do not apply to an oaf. So ve'im isa, but if what you're saying is correct, that chadash is aser, by that ve'im isa, as Rashi points out, that dain chadash aser mincha somer nami shtakach to karba l'gvah mash aser lehediot. If you're going to say that the carbon mincha somer can be a valid mincha. Carbon mincha somer can be a valid mincha, like we were just saying, even when chadash is still aser, and you're just going to have to bring another carbon mincha later that day. Well, then by menachos you also have this concept of hutru mechali surim b'kodesh. Umay new mincha somer, that is mincha somer, because you find that there is a hutru mechali surim b'kodesh means there's something that you can do for kodesh that you can't do outside of kodesh, and that is bringing the Minchas HaOmer when Chadash is Asr. So it's Mutzah LeGevawa while it's still Asr LeHedyot. Just like by oath, you have Malika that's good for Kodesh, but not good for outside of Kodesh. So don't you see that rule doesn't work if Reish Lakish is correct? So says Gemara, Kivin Dein Mechusas Man LeBob Yom Lavi Suruhu. The Gemara says, no, that's not a Kasha, because once we say it's Ein Mechusas Man LeBob Yom, that Mechusas Man is not a problem on that self same day, we don't call this an Isser. It's not something that's generally considered an Isser. It's not an Isser because it's not called Mechusas Man at all. Okay, so says Gemara, question number two. Masr Rav Sheshes Hikdim Matan Shemin LeMatan Dam. If you do the Matan Shemin before you do the Matan Dam, and this is talking about a Mitzora where you're supposed to do the Matan Dam before you do the Matan Shemen, Yimalenu Shemen, V'yachzor V'yitein Shemen Acher. So you fill up the Shemen and you do a new Matan Shemen. Matan Dam, Matan Bahonos, the Matan Sheva, let's say you do the Matan Dam, Matan Bahonos before you do the Matan Sheva, so Yimalenu Shemen, V'yachzor V'yitein Matan Bahonos, Acher Matan Zayin. So you refill the Shemen and you do the Matan Bahonos again after the Matan Zayin. V'yamritein Mechusas Man L'boba Yom. But if you're going to say there's no such thing as a Mechusas Man when it's the same day, it's all going to happen on the same day, Amayachzor V'yitein. Why, when you do things out of order, do you have to go correct it and change the order? It's all the same day. My David of it. Whatever you did should be good enough. We should never be makbid on Seder, because whatever was done, and it's Boba Yom, same day, so you shouldn't worry about anything. So Amar Papa, Shaini Hilchus Mitzara Diksiva Bu Avaya. No, by Mitzara it's different, because by Mitzara you have the Torah uses the terminology of Havaya, and that tells you that it's got to be done just so, in just this order, in exactly this order. Damar HaKasav Zos Tihiyeh Torah Samitzora. Torah says, Tihiyeh, Tihiyeh, Bav Yasate. That teaches us that it's got to be done in that order. So that's why that's not a kasha. Kasha number three, Masr Rav Papa, Hikdim Chatas Vala Shamo, Lo Ye Echad Maris Bidama, El Tu Bertsuras of Tetzel Beis Asrefa. If you bring the Chatas of the Mitzora before the Asham, so you don't just have someone mixing the blood, rather, Tu Bertsuras, and you have to, the whole carbon's invalid, you bring it out to the Beis Asrefa, you have to bring a new one. Meaning the point is that since it was done out of order, it's no good. I Mechusas Man LeBoba Yom. That same day you're going to take care of everything, so why does it matter that you brought one before the other? Why does the Seder matter? So says Gemara, why are we asking again for Mitzora? Didn't we just answer that Mitzora's laws are going to be always different because it has the word Tehiyeh? Am I Kamos of Rav Papa? Why is Rav Papa even asking this? For Rav Papa Udamar Shaini Yilchus Mitzora Diksivu Bu Avaya. Rav Papa's the one that said that halachas of Mitzora are different because by Mitzora it says Havaya, Eller of Papa Hathi Kokashale. Now, so this must be what is bothering Rav Papa. Rav Papa's kasha must be along the following lines. Ema hani mili avoda. Maybe, where does it say Havaya? Where do we say that we're so makbid in the order of things when it comes to Mitzora? By avoda. But shchita lav avoda hi. Shchita is not an avoda. So therefore, Havaya shouldn't apply. And vi'i ein mechusas man l'boba yom, yei achar memaris bedama v'likr vasha mahadi likr v'chadas. Just have another guy mix around the blood so it doesn't congeal, bring the carbon asham, and then you'll go and you'll bring the chatos. What difference does it make? If you're going to say in Mechusas Man LeBoba Yom, the rule of Havaya should not cover the Shechita, because Shechita is not an Avoda. That's a tricky line, Shechita is not an Avoda, because there are several Gemaras in Zvachim where we clearly refer to Shechita as an Avoda. Zvachim Davdal Raman Aleph, Yeshno Ba'arba Avodos, and one of the Avodos is Shechita. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel also talks about Mazrika Shiyavoda Umakevis Kaparav Kala Voda Umakevis Kaparav. And what's it talking about Kala Voda? Shechita. So Shechita apparently is called an Avoda in some level, but it's not a full-fledged Avoda. It's like a quasi-Avoda. It's able to be done by a Zar. That's what Rashi explains. How do I know Shechita is not an Avoda? Rashi says over here in the second to last line, Shechita Lavodi Daksher Bazar. Because you see that even a non-Kohen can do Shechita. Tosos of your quotes from the Rimi Orleans that since Shechita is noig b'chulin, that's how you know that it's not an avoda. If you do Shechita on any animal that you want to eat, so then you see clearly that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Shechita is not because of avoda. Svasemis asks, oh yeah, then why is there a psul misasek by Shechitas Kachim if it's not an avoda? Also, why did the Rishonim write, like Tosfos and Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin, that the sakin of Shechita should be a kli shares? Shechita is only, the Shechita that you do by a carbon is the same Shechita of Shechitas Chulin. I mean, what the Rimi Orlin seems to be saying is, Shechita is just something you gotta do to get rid of the Yisra of every Menachai. It's something just like you do it on Chulin animals, you do it on Kachim animals, but it has no elevated purpose or elevated meaning when you're dealing with Kachim. It's the same Shechita, Shechita, Shechita. That's what Rimi Orlin seems to be holding. Tosfos quotes another daya, what it means Shechita's lav avoda, that from the fact that you find that there are a lot of halachos that you apply to other avodos that are not knowing b'shechita, that's how we know Shechita's not an avoda. Not that it's ksher bazar, nor that it's done even by chulin, but that a lot of the halachos of kachim don't apply to Shechita. For instance, Kabbalah's Adam of Kachay Kachim has to, the Mekabel has to be standing in the Tzafon by Kachay Kachim. He has to be standing in the northern part of the Azara. Shochet, even though Kachay Kachim are always done in the Tzafon, the Shochet does not have to be in the Tzafon. Kabbalah's Adam of Kachim Kalim, you have to be standing in the Azara when you Mekabel the Dam. Shochet Kachim Kalim, you don't have to be standing in the Azara. You can be standing mechutz the Azara and just reach the knife over into the Azara. So you see that mitzad the shochet, apparently we don't consider it a full avoda. If a person is being mekabel dam of a karban and he's hanging in the airspace of the Azara and he's mekabel, his kabbalah is pasul. Whereas a shochet, that's nitla ba'avir of the Azara, his shechita is kosher. So that's what the second day in Tulsa says, that you see that shechita lav avoda from there. Okay, but bottom line is, so that's Rav Papa's kasha though. Rav Papa's asking, by shechita, the havaya element of the mitzvah process should not apply, so why is it that by Shechita we're so makbid on the Seder? What happened to Ein Mechusus Ma'al Baba Yom? Elam Rav Papa, so Rav Papa said, we must have misunderstood Reish Lakish. When Reish Lakish had originally said that a Minchas Omer, that the Kemitza was done Shalol Lashma, is kosher, but you go bring another carbon in its place, it's not because Ein Mechusus Ma'al Baba Yom. Elam Rav Papa, how many times Reish Lakish took Sever, Heir Mizrach Matir? Reish Lakish holds that the Chadash actually becomes Mutter at the beginning of the day. That you don't have to wait till the end of the day for Chadash to become Mutter. Rabbi Yochum Reish Lakish Ami Tarvayu, Afil Bizmach Beis Amigdash Kayam, Heir Mizrach Matir. Tremendous Chiddush. They held even when the Beis Amigdash was around, the Heir Mizrach is what's matir the Tvua Chadasha. So that's why that's why you don't have to worry about the fact that it's not Min HaMutul Yisrael, not Min Mashki Yisrael, when you're bringing the Karban Omer. V'had Reish Lakish Lav V'Feirush Itmar El Mechal Itmar. Reish Lakish's stance is not something that he said explicitly. We only know this Mechlala. We were able to derive it to tonight because we have Mishnah. Ein Mevin Minchas Bikurim Minchas Behema Kadum Omer. You're not allowed to bring the Minchas Bikurim Minchas Behema before the carbon omer, because it's from the new grain, right? And the carbon omer is what's matir. Vim hevi pasul, if you do bring it, it's pasul. Kodum shtei alechem lo yavi, you're not supposed to bring it before the shtei alechem, which is on Shavuos. Shtei alechem is brought on Shavuos. That's why the Ramah, I think it's the Ramah says that's why we eat milchigs on Shavuos, because when you eat a milchig meal and a fleishig meal, you're not allowed to use the same loaf of bread on the table. So you have to have two different loaves of bread, one for the milchig meal, one for the fleishig meal. That's a zecher to the carbon of Shavuos. Shtei alechem, the two loaves. So anyway, so if you're not allowed to bring these karbanos before the shtei alechem, vim hevi kosher. But if you do bring them before the shtei alechem, it's kosher. That which we say that if you brought it before the minchas haomer, that it's pasul. That's only if you brought it on erev Pesach or the first day of Pesach. Aval b'shisha asar im hevi kosher. But if you bring it on the second day of Pesach, even before the minchas haomer, it's going to be kosher. Alma kasaver her mizruch matir. Must be because Reish Lakish holds technically, once you hit the second day of Pesach, the Tvur Chadasha is already really mutter. It's just that we don't, L'chadchila, we want you to wait till the Karban Omer is actually brought. But Reish Lakish holds in principle, at least, that Heir Mizrach is really matir. Rava Amar, Minchas HaOmer Shekam Tzashlol Shema, Ksheira V'Shireh Ne'echalin. So now Rava disagrees with Reish Lakish. So we have basically three shittos spread out over the last daf and a half. We had Rav who said that Minchas HaOmer, you do the Kemitza Shalosh Shema, is absolutely possible, is completely possible. We had Reish Lakish say, no, it's kosher, you just can't eat the Shirayim until you bring another Karban Omer. And now we have Rava, a third shita, saying that it's kosher, and you're even allowed to eat the Shirayim. then Minchas Amrish comes to Shalal Shema, it's kasher and Vishira and Echal, and you can eat the Shiraim. Veina Tzricha Minchas Amr Acher Satira. You don't need another Minchas Amr to come and be matter this one. This one is perfectly good. Shein Machshav Moelas, Ela B'misha Roy Lavoda, B'davar Roy Lavoda, B'makom Roy Lavoda. A bad Machshava, like a Machshava Shalal Shema, is only going to be problematic when the person having it is someone who's Roy Lavoda, when it's on an item that's Roy Lavoda, and when it's in a place that's Roy Lavoda. What does that mean? B'misha Roy Lavoda lafuki koin balmum. If a koin balmum has a machshava shalal l'shma, it does not ruin anything, because he's not a person who's Roy Lavoda. U'bedavar Roy Lavoda lafuki min chasomer del chazya dechidashu. And a davar Roy Lavoda means that to exclude a min chasomer, which is not normally something that would be used for a karban. It's a chidish that a min chasomer could ever be brought in the first place, that the items that you use for Minchas Omer could ever be brought in the first place. So since it's a tremendous chiddush, we'll discuss in a moment what the chiddush is. So therefore, Machshava Shalal Lishma is not going to passel it. Ubimakom Aray Lavod, then it's got to be in a place that's Aray Lavod Alafukei Nifka Mizbeach. As opposed to if the Mizbeach had become Pagum, then it wouldn't be a Makom Aray Lavod, then Machshava Shalal Lishma would not passel it. What's this big chiddush of Minchas Omer? If Shechter in Eretz Tzvi defines, what does chiddush mean? The whole Torah is a chiddush. It's a chiddush that there's such a thing as a mitzora. It's a chiddush that there's such a thing as carbon mincha. The whole Torah is a chiddush. Everything's a chiddush. I wouldn't have figured any of this stuff out. Probably would have figured out Los Yirtzach. But like, there's the whole thing is a chiddush. So he says, no, chiddush is defined as, I think it quotes from Bali Atosos, a chiddush is defined as a davar asosar saklal, something that doesn't fit into the regular rules. So one of the regular rules of carbon mincha is that a carbon mincha is always brought from chitim. It's never brought from saorim. Saorim is considered like animal food. But a mincha saomer, brought from Sa'orim. So if that's the case, so that's why it's a Chiddush. So Rashi asks, what about a Minchas Sota, Minchas Kna'os? It's also above Minas Sa'orim. Okay, so you got to come up with some sort of teretz. The Rishonim deal with it. But that's the Chiddush, says Rashi, of Minchas Sa'omer. Others say that the Chiddush is different. Okay, you got to look around. The Rishonim have all different explanations that we don't have time for right now. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Tan Rabbanik, Shu'omer Min HaBakar L'mata, Shein Tam Lomer L'Hotzias HaTreifa. Now, what seems like a new issue, we're going to tie it back to Minach at the end, though. When it says min ha-bakar in regards to the carbon ola, so shein tam alomer lahotzi as a treifa, what it's coming to teach me is that you're not allowed to bring a treifa as a carbon ola. An animal that's a treifa can't be brought as a carbon ola. So what the Gemara is going to do is ask, don't I already know that? Why do I need a pasuk tell me I can't bring a treifa as a carbon ola? Isn't that a kal v'chomer? And the Gemara is going to go back and forth whether it is or is not a kal v'chomer for a while, for the rest of the amud. Falo dinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Ma balmum shemutar sadiot asur l'gvoa. A balmum, I'm allowed to have an animal and eat it if it's a balmum for basur chulin, for basur taiva, but I'm not allowed to bring it as a korban. Treifa shasula, yotayim din shasula gvoa. A treifa which is aser for a regular person to eat as chulin, all the more so should be aser l'gvoa. So there's your kal v'chomer. Says Gemara, not a kal v'chomer, because chelev v'dam yochichu shasun lahedyot mutar l'gvoa. Chelev v'dam are aser for a hedyot and then mutar l'gvoa. So that's not a good kal v'chomer. Says Gemara, yes, it is a good kal v'chomer, because mal chelev v'dam shekin ba'am l'chal heter tom b'treifa shekula asura. Chelev and dam come from an animal that's otherwise kosher. Treifa comes from an animal that is entirely treif. So therefore, shouldn't it be mutar l'gvoa? So malika tochiach, malika will therefore be our raya that the kal v'chomer is not a valid kal v'chomer. Shekula iser, because the animal is entirely asur. The whole animal is a nevela. If you do a malika outside of the base of mikdash, v'asur lahedyot mutar l'gvoa. Yet so it's asur for a hedyot. It's only mutar l'gvoa. So mal malika shekain kudushas osarta. No, malika is not a good example because malika is only asur on account of the fact that it's kadosh. Hashem came with treif, Hashem kudushas osarta, as opposed to by treifa, it's not the kedusha of the treifa that makes it aser. V'mishafter, and if you want to answer, shu'omer min habakar lamata shein tamal lomer lahotzias a treifa. Then I'll tell you that when it says min habakar lamata, it must be lahotzias a treifa. So what was that about? Ma'imishafter. What does it mean? If you want to answer, if you want to answer, what? So amar rav mishum di'ikal lemeimar mincha sa'omer tochiach. You may want to say that mincha sa'omer proves it, and this is why we're bringing it all in. Mincha sa'omer shasu lahedyot u'mitaras l'gavoa, that it's aser for a hedyot because it's chad. chadash, but it's still mutter l'gavoa. Well, ma'al minchas omer shekein mataras chadash. Minchas omer is matir chadash, so it's matir a grain. So minchas omer has that unique element, therefore cannot shlug up the kal v'chomer. I b'shvius, maybe we're talking about b'shvius where it's not matir anything, because in shvita it's all aser. Shvius nami shekein mataras svichim b'shvius. No, there's such a thing as sviche shvius, which are mutter. Rabbi Akiva damar svichim asurim b'shvius, but maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, who says svichim are aser on shvius. Some l'rvacha b'rab l'rvashi, the Rabbi Akiva nami lifrach. No, you can even ask according to Rabbi Akiva. Malo minchas omer shekein mataras chadash b'chutz l'aretz. Minchas omer is matir the chadash in chutz l'aretz where there's no din of shvius. V'afilim ad yamar chadash b'chutz l'aretz lav da'oraisa shekein ba lahatir lav shebetocha. And even if you say chadash b'chutz l'aretz not da'oraisa, at least it's matir the yisr chadash of the new grains. And even if it's not matir the yisr shvius. So amalei revach midif the ravina iyafi treifa nami tikra v'tatir lav shebetocha. Then you say the same thing by treifa. Let it be makri. You should be makrivit and let it be matir the lav shebetocha. Ela parachachi malam minchas omer shekein mitzvasa bekach. So the kasha has to be, what about minchas omer? Minchas omer is different because it's mitzvasa bekach. That's the way it's supposed to be done. You can't prove anything. And therefore, we're back to the kal v'chomer. We're still asking that it should be a kal v'chomer, that we learn that a treifa can't be brought as a carbonola. We shouldn't need a pasuk to learn it. Okay.